Hello, I'm David Freudberg. Today on Kindred Spirits, we delve into American history to learn something of the role of women in the spiritual life of the United States. Many women have, of course, served an important function in their own families, in taking care to teach children about God and bring the qualities of love and patience into daily life. Today we'll hear about women who've taken a more public posture, in some cases heroically. When European settlers first came to this land, ostensibly to escape religious persecution, they proceeded to set up still another official code of worship. Several women who dared to differ philosophically, including Anne Hutchinson and Mary Dyer, were central actors in a drama that finally led to the establishment of religious liberty in America. We'll also learn about Mary Baker Eddy, the 19th century lady whose charisma and personal faith were responsible for founding a new religion, Christian Science. To help us travel back into time, we've enlisted the help of Joanne Hamlin, a New York-based writer and actress who's been performing in theater, radio, and television for 35 years. She's developed the popular Choices program for both stage and public radio. It's a kaleidoscope of American women in all walks of life through three centuries. Let's start with Anne Hutchinson, who lived in Puritan times.
Anne Hutchinson was one of many English Puritans who came to the United States looking for freedom of religion. The Puritans, of course, had attempted what they said was to purify the Church of England, and when they were not welcomed, they migrated to the United States. She came in 1634 with her husband, who very willingly gave up a very profitable and prosperous business to go with her. She mainly came because her own particular minister, whose name was John Cotton, had already gone to America, and she wanted to follow his teachings. So she came in that year to a rather forbidding country in those days. It was rather rough and harsh existence. She was known even before she arrived as a woman who had rather unorthodox views, and would find that though Puritans had come to America for freedom of religion, it was for the Orthodox Puritan religion, and other points of view were not really welcome.
So it was falling back into the same old trap.
Yes, it's ironic, but in a way it ended up that way. Roger Williams, who had some original ideas, had already been forced to leave the Massachusetts colony and was beginning to found Rhode Island, where religious tolerance was indeed a fact of life. But Governor John Winthrop, who was a governor a good part of the time, Mary's time in Boston, wrote in his diary not long after she arrived that she was a woman who held dangerous errors of belief, but admitted that she was a woman of ready wit, a voluble tongue, and more bold than a man, which didn't exactly endear her to Mr. Winthrop. But she didn't cause trouble immediately when she got here. She started as a nurse and a midwife particularly, and she had plenty of experience for that, as she was the mother of 15 children herself. But she gradually began to impress the other women in the community with her very tolerant and compassionate religious views and a sense of God as a God of love.